Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store. Left track.
CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? It'll climb the tracks in university. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up climb the trash in university. Climb the trash, 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 university.
Climb Attraction University, 250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. One more clients, profit, freedom, and impact. Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Climb Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Climb Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
There we go. So, hey, you know what? It's your girl, Rochelle Shaw, president of communications here at Client Attraction University. And my absolute favorite thing to do is to interview our rock stars, our folks. You know, if you've noticed, if you watched this series, you've seen that we have such diverse businesses that helped people when they're sick, all the way up to businesses that now today we're going to talk to Albert and his wife, and what they do is they help people when their business numbers are sick. But I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you because they are super, super duper rock stars. One of my favorite couples in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the team from Right Choice Accounting Solutions. Yay!
Hey, thank you. I love that intro.
Yay. So Albert, introduce your beautiful wife. You know, tell us what you do.
Definitely. So I'm the CEO of Right Choice Accounting Solutions. This is my wife and COO of Right Choice Accounting Solutions, Lauren. And what Right Choice does is we create a one-stop shop accounting solution for small business owners, professional service providers. So your coaches, consultants, attorneys, therapists, anybody whose business is, well, their main product is a service and not a physical product. We put together strategy and insights that allow them to make better, more data-driven decisions around their business.
And that's a
fair way of putting it. You okay over there?
Yes,
I'm okay.
I'm trying to stay locked in with the camera. You over there? Like, we can't lose you.
You watch me dying over here from his knees, right?
We can't lose you over here, OG.
just let it sneeze. Woo! But I love that. So you help them figure out what they do from a data standpoint, you said?
Yeah. And what makes us different? I like to start there instead of hitting you with the quick I help statement all the time, because what we do is a little bit more complex. So what we do is we take all the different accounting services that need to be working together beautifully in order for the accounting department to flow. And we bring them all under one house, and we make sure that the leadership and the strategy is being shown within the bookkeeping, within the tax strategy, within the tax returns. And that helps. All that stuff helps the insights and strategy flow better, if that makes sense.
Got it. So do you help the entrepreneur actually interpret the data too?
Yeah.
That's, so you tell them what that means? Because a lot of times, you know, I'll notice that. I'll say, okay, so, you know, what are your numbers, right? And they will tell me their numbers. And I'm like, okay, hey, you're doing great. And they go, what? No, I'm not. And I go, yes, you are.
So yeah, there's probably, I try to not dive into the weeds. So let me describe very quickly what it is, what our value is.
Got it.
We take your numbers and make them mean something to you. We tell you what your numbers are saying about your business. That's the pitch. So when we help people make decisions easily about who to hire, can I afford this? What's my tax liability going to be? What can I do to lower that tax liability? And really just make those decisions clear based on the data. So that's what we do. And, you know, virtual CFO, bookkeeping, tax strategy, those are just the service names for those deliverables that we actually offer.
I love it because so many people, I always used to say, as soon as they get to six figures, they go lease a car, right? Or they go buy a car. Right?
Yeah.
As soon as they make $100,000, they go, "Ooh, I worked so hard for this." And so I go, okay, so you've got this Mercedes now. I said, how much is the payment on that? $1,100. I said, so you just took 11%, right, of your income coming in a car?
Yeah. So
for who?
Hey, is social media popular right now? See, though, like right now, you can do bonus depreciation and write off that car in the first. So the problem, or I don't want to knock anybody's hustle, but the problem with tax-only focused CPAs is they're only looking at how to lower your tax bill. But what you're kind of alluding to, that don't really make sense for business operations in most cases. Sometimes it's better to just pay the little taxes because you don't want to get into spending a dollar to save 30 cents. Because, you know, most people get up to 32 or 35% tax bracket. Yeah. So you're going to waste another 65 cents on a car. Like most of us have virtual businesses now. So what I need a business card? I could put that, what Mark Wells said, I could put that in ads. Yeah. I can how that COO, how that CMO, how that CFO, right. Like,
right. Yeah. Have that generating income for me instead of everybody so excited, you know, when I drive up, it's like, what are you thinking? But, you know, I have this theory. And so you can tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. Right.
I love it.
But I believe that money makes you stupid.
Yeah.
And that it definitely makes entrepreneurs stupid. Right. So that when they have cash coming in, number one, they think that it's going to last forever. Number two, they go and they buy things to help their ego. So that's why we always say, hey, you need a coach and a therapist here at CAU. We are proponents of you need a therapist, too, because you've never had this amount of money ever in your life. And so what are you going to do? Are you going to make good choices or are you going to make the right choice? Right. But are you going to do the right thing with it? Because I really think that it clouds so many things. Yes. Yeah. Am I right? Or am I right?
Yeah. No, you know, you right. You hitting the nail right on the head. Cause I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs do, you know how we grow up, and I know your story a little bit, so I won't dive into you specifically, but you know, you built businesses, blah, blah, blah. But you grow up thinking about what it looks like to be a boss, what real bosses have and what real business owners have. So a lot of people make decisions based on looking like what they think it is. And I think once you really become it, you realize, no, I ain't got to look like nothing because I am. Like, it ain't nothing nobody can say that makes me not be a CEO and make Lauren not be a CEO. I don't care if I got on a hoodie, a dress suit, pull up in my charger, pull up in a whatever.
Yeah.
But
because you're not professional. You know what I mean? Professional.
Hoodies make me less of that CPA that I but no, I'm right with you. Because a lot of people make a lot of decisions based on what it looks like versus what it is.
Yeah. I love accountants who are, or CPAs who are actually entrepreneurs too. Right. So those are pretty much my favorite because you understand like what we're thinking and you kind of, you know, bring us down to earth from we're here and we're like, well, you know, we got 30, 40, especially when you start with 40, 50 grand a month coming in.
Yeah.
You know, it's more money than you ever had in your life. You know, it's probably what your salary was when you had the job. And so now it's like, okay, so how do I make the right choice? I can't help but say that now.
You start to see the name. You start to see why the name works.
You see? Right? So how do I make the right choice? Like even, you know, the tax planning piece of it, you see how like so many people get in trouble for this tax planning thing for them, you know, evasion, all kinds of stuff. So like, do you start with quarterlies with them? Like, where do you start in the tax planning for most of your clients?
And I'm going to make sure I'm looking into the camera because I know most of the time I'm looking at you over here on my screen.
Yeah, no, look into the camera. There you go.
So let me make sure I explain this accurately. Every single time a transaction happens, a taxable transaction is happening. So we are doing it continuously. We meet with our clients monthly. But every single month, just as a part of their ongoing reporting, they're getting an estimate of what their tax bill is. So with that allow knowing what the tax bill will be allows you to manipulate it. So every single month, when we run the numbers, we also run the tax numbers and we project that out to say, okay, if we continue to do this, this is what the tax bill will be. Here are some of the things that we can do to manage. That's pretty much the easiest, most simple way to just manage your tax bill and not let it get away from you. Because you know, like on our side of things, when you start making those $30,000-$40,000 months, the furthest thing from your brain is, oh, 35% of this ain't mine.
Like, or 50, right?
Yeah, depending on where you land. Like, a lot of this ain't my money. Like, you don't think that because when you say I made $30,000, you feel like you made $30,000. Realistically,
yeah,
that ain't your money. So that's one of the most important things of what we do. And that's another reason we incorporate it all under the same house. Because, you know, like most people, they'll have a, if they look at a know like how important insights and strategy are, they'll have a virtual CFO or CFO. Then they'll have a separate bookkeeper who categorizes and organizes stuff. Then they'll have a separate tax CPA who doing them. But if all that stuff separate and it all goes together, it don't really make sense. Because you got one person focused on your tax bill. You got a CFO telling you who to hire, who to blah, blah, blah. Then you got a bookkeeper who just categorizing stuff. Yeah. When the bookkeeper need to be categorizing stuff based on the tax strategy, based on like all that stuff.
That's so true. That's so true. I can't even like, you know, because I know enough to be dangerous. and so I tell everybody, don't listen to me, right? Yeah. Because truthfully, I was always making decisions based on what was in my account today. And I think that came from the struggle, right? And the overwhelm of the struggle and of the, it took so long to get here, you know. And then you go, oh my goodness, that, well, wait a minute, in my Kevin Hart voice, right? Wait a minute. That is not all mine. Even when it came to paying the bill. Yeah. You know, I mean, I lost it all in 90 days. And so people go, 90 days, like what happened? It's like, well, because, you know, in the telephone business, the bill is running from the moment I turn on a customer. But I didn't get the call records for 45 days. Now I have to process those. It took me 30 days to process. And then I had to bill them. And they got 30-day terms. Right? So now it's like I have 90 days worth of billing that 9/11 happened. I can't bill. I can't get it out to my customer. And all that time I'm waiting for payments. And then the mail was delayed. I didn't get payments. I couldn't get, and it just all went. And all of a sudden I owed way more than it was because truly I had a cash flow business. I did not have a profitable business, right?
Yep.
Those two things are totally different. Yep. It's like, just because you have money coming in, as you said, this is not mine, but I spent it like it was mine.
Yeah. Well, and that, how would you know? So, you know, just to give you grace and be fair to you, like that's, and Lauren, you can chime in here. I say this to multiple clients every month. Like you have to shift yourself from making decisions based on cash to making decisions based on income. It ain't income until it's earned if you're under the accrual basis. Yeah. But once you get income and you net your, put your expenses against it, like that's your spending money. Cause cash is a liar.
Cash is a liar, right? Yeah. Money makes you stupid, right? Yeah. The same thing. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Having $100,000 in your bank account don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing because it's sitting there out of context. Most of us, if we have $100,000 sitting in check and checking in our business checking, we thinking, oh, we good. We can do whatever, we can blah, blah, blah. But you gotta, like you say, you gotta kind of get behind or get ahead of all the stuff that's already accounting for that money. Taxes are accounting for that money. You know, your billing, like your billing cycle was long. So that money had to float you for a 90 days.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, you know, and it was rough. So I was constantly, you know, putting it on credit, right? To roll through. And so I used to tease people all the time. I was like, don't talk to me. If, you know, always these business experts that are out there, you know, I said, don't talk to me until you've put payroll on a credit card because you just don't understand how this goes. I had 52 employees. My payroll was $250,000 every 2 weeks.
Whew.
Come on, man. You know, the only thing that was my real saving grace was back then. They didn't really, a lot of people didn't like direct deposit, right? Yeah. So they actually got a formal check. So I would have, yeah, I had the checks there, but Lord have mercy, right? It would be like, woo, okay, if I give it to them at four, they got to get to the bank, right? And it got, woo. And then we were in Vegas, so they would go to a casino. And then, you know, the casino, my heart. I was just like with a tub of ice cream, just on payroll. Goodness. Let's see what happens. Because it was so stressful to get there. And then we knew which ones like went directly to the bank and which ones, you know, just took it home. And we'd be like, okay, really, we only need like 18,000 today. Okay. And then we do it on Friday, right? And try to go through the weekend. Like it was just crazy. But I think that in having someone like you is just truly, truly invaluable. So normal CPAs, you know, how they build their business, they do it through referrals, they join networking, and they work with financial planners and try to kind of back that in. What made you say, I want an internet marketing machine to generate leads for me?
Man, I love that question. So honestly, at Right Choice, so I have what I'll call a fundamental predisposition to doing things the way that it's always been done. Because let's call a spade, accounting is a very old, white, straight, male dominated industry.
Yep.
I ain't got nothing in common. I mean, we straight, but I ain't got nothing in common with those guys. And, you know, coming up under those guys and building my career in corporate and all that stuff, I realized, like, this ain't gonna be able to continue to go on as is, because, like, it's just not for us. So we're not gonna have no black CPA. Like, you know, less than 1% of all CPAs are black.
Yep.
Like, that was a problem for me. And it ain't the industry. Like, we always think of accounting as this big, old, boring, stuffy, blah, blah, blah. But it ain't accounting that's boring. It's accountants that are boring. The way they communicate, the way they talk about your numbers, the way they break it down to you. That's boring. It ain't the feel. We talking about your money. We talking about how we finna save you on your taxes. Like, my delivery in that is extremely important. So what made me want to market it differently, because I wanted to ensure that we were standing out. Like, we aren't like these other companies. Even the fact that most of them like offer one thing, or they are proficient at one thing, and then they offer the other stuff kind of as a float. Like, it's very common for a tech, because, you know, CPA kind of, I'll just call people what they are. CPA kind of muddies the water. You know, CPA is just a certification, so it don't really say what you do. But, you know, a lot of times tax providers are very proficient at tax, but tax season is between January and April. So what you going to do between May and December? Oh, I'm going to start doing bookkeeping to keep the money coming in. But you're not proficient at bookkeeping. What makes me proficient, or make me be able to lead this kind of company, is because my day job, I eventually got into a position of building accounting departments. So that was putting together the tax and putting together the financial side, dealing with the auditors. I had to have that. That's the only reason I can build these teams and Right Choice that can oversee all of it. I didn't work in financial accounting as an accounting manager for 10 years and then say, all right, now I'm going to start doing taxes. But that's what you see online. So I'm going to answer your question. I know I'm going all down a thing, but
no, this is important, though, I think, because people need to know the backstory, right?
Yeah.
Like, they need to know that. And everything that you have said has been absolutely accurate. And what I've found is that most CPAs don't look like us. Most CPAs are the statute of limitations is over. Let's just get that on the record.
Right.
So I would always just pull my hair out when I would go to my CPA, because I'd be like, this is stupid. Like, why am I fighting with you about what's deductible and what isn't? Like, I get that there is some gray areas, and this one is most certainly gray, because I was heavy in education, right? I was heavy in investing in the business, but I didn't have a traditional business. So nobody really understood like the telephone business and how it worked. So I was always in battle with, I mean, from them, my insurance provider, you know, they were like, well, you know, your outage insurance needs to be this high. I'm like, no, you know, I'm not putting it in the ground. I'm reselling somebody else's. Like when I turn on your phone service, I'm not coming up and digging up your front yard. Yeah. I'm just reselling the other cable that's already there. So if it goes down, I just unplug it and put it into this one. Like, no, I'm not paying for 50 employees for that insurance to be high. Like they, none of them got it. Yeah. None of them got it. And that was always my pushback going with really educated folks. Like I always felt like I was in a battle and that I wouldn't get the maximum deductions. I mean, I'm just going to call a spade, right? As you said.
Yeah.
So I feel like when I hear you talk, I'm like, he gets it.
you have to be, you have to be practical first. And I won't take you through the background, but you know, there is commonality.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the people that like before, you know, now it's getting a little bit more commonplace that you see younger Black businesses and even older Black businesses, but you're starting to see more Black businesses who are okay leaning into working with Black people. But you know, like maybe 5 years ago, if you are a Black business, you probably wouldn't trying to work with other Black businesses. And if you, you know, I won't even dive into that. But now, you know, it's so easy to see how important it is to have that commonality.
Yep.
Because we can actually relax and talk. Like me and Lauren used to, when we were thinking about Right Choice, we used to always sit back and talk about like, okay, I'm going to make sure that I learn this so that I can offer this. And I'm going to learn that so I can offer this. People flock to us because we communicate well. We vibe well. Like in that case where we were looking at where they were looking at the guidance saying you can't write this off for that reason, we would have been looking at the guidance trying to say, oh, well, here's that loophole. You can write this off this way. You can do this way. Absolutely. We can try this now. You go to risk with that, but we can try this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then I can make an intelligent decision, right?
You always got to get those time.
Yeah, you always got to tell me, you know, so that then I can go, okay, here's the risk with that. And I can mitigate my risk or I can say, all right, here, no, I'm gonna suck it up and just do it this way. All right. Yep. It's like, okay, what can I support? What can I prove? So, and if you tell me, hey, this is the things that I need to do to prove this, then now I know. That's easy. Right? Yep. It's when they just automatically say no because they feel uncomfortable and because they don't know the law. So I would just be like, all right, that's a wrap. You know, I just wouldn't go back.
Yeah, and they don't care enough to figure it out. Because, you know, like once you get to a certain point as a CPA, you're making good money. And, you know, making good money for a service provider, very rarely a good thing. Because when you get to that comfortable level, like it's very, and you can speak to this more than I can. It's very rare where I work with a business where I was working with them when they were getting it together. And then when they get to that point, where they continue to have that same hunger and desire. Now, there are some, we work with some solid people, but you know, but you know how that is. Like you get a CPA, once you get your billing to where it is, you have a client who's like, hey, I need you to look at this and do this and blah, blah, blah. Like a lot of them are more often going to just be like, man, I don't want to do that. We need to just tell them whatever. And they're going to trust. We CPAs, what they're going to trust us.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You're so right. Like it's, man, I can't tell you like the frustration. And so many, I think, you know, entrepreneurs don't know that this is one of those things, you know, that you're going to run into. Even folks that are supposed to be, you know, on your team sometimes aren't on your team.
Don't care. Don't care. We have at least five clients who have come to us because they felt like their CPA didn't take them seriously. Like we're just brushing them off. And these are multiple six figure, you know, like a big fish is subjective.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they so used to working to those $10 million, $20 million company that this little $500,000 company, your little tax strategy don't mean nothing to us.
Nothing.
So me and Lauren, you ain't said a word. You need to get in here. But me and Lauren, like we talk about that stuff. I was like, we're going to treat our low six figure, our barely scratch $100,000 clients the same way that we treat our multi-million dollar clients, because it don't change our work. It don't, like, knowing the tax law, knowing, because, you know, a lot of that is just based off of prior knowledge. I've put that into the system. Like, me understanding this stuff is, I got that in the system already. So you can plug in what percentage of your income needs to go here. I built that. You don't need me to look at that. So that's the same. So there's no benefit to me treating the multi-million dollar company better than I treat the $100,000 company. But that's because of my background. You know, that's because of how I grew up. That's because of who I grew up around. Because, you know, like, when you have a certain perspective, you value people differently. Like, when you can, I guess, when you can say you've been at the whole bottom.
Yeah.
And you've been around people at the whole bottom. Mm-hmm. And you know, there are amazing people around that bottom. Yep. You know, people who ain't never been around that bottom don't understand that, oh man, there are some amazing people around there. So, you know, you kind of, I don't know, it's such a blessing to be so well-rounded and the type of people, the type of stuff.
Absolutely.
But to ask your question, I took this all the way to the right. What made us want to invest in a real marketing machine was just that. We wanted to ensure that we had that continuous flow of client, and we wanted to make sure that Right Choice didn't look like what they were used to.
Sure. Sure. But I think it's important, though, that we don't just gloss over the what you said about there are some amazing people at the bottom.
Oh, I love that. You know, we're going to be able to talk about this?
I think, you know, we might as well, right?
Hey, I love that.
But I think that some folks think, right, if everything has always gone right, I just, number one, I giggle and I go, you know, live long enough. Okay. Because it doesn't. It doesn't. Yeah. And the second thing is that they think that it's an extraordinary thing that happened to them that got them in that situation. And sometimes it's one decision. You know, mine was, truthfully, it was my grandmother's. She was 96. And we always spend Labor Day together. And I was like, I don't feel like doing billing. Yeah. I want to hurry up and go to California so I can hang out with my entire family that comes. My grandmother had 12 children. And so I have 157 cousins. So there are so many, and we all look alike. That's the crazy thing. Like, we got, like, it's crazy, crazy. So in my hometown, like, my uncles ran this, like, everybody knows us, you know?
Yeah.
So I couldn't wait to get home to that. And it was September 6th. I didn't get back until the 9th. And we did the bills on the 10th, September 11th, right? I woke up to planes going into the World Trade Center.
Sheesh.
And you go, wait a minute. Well, you know, and I'm going to tell you that me, because I don't really watch the news, right? I was like, oh, okay. Tomorrow, everything will be back to normal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of like, you know, okay, well, COVID in 2 weeks, we're going to be back to normal.
Yeah, we all thought it was going to be like a couple months max.
Right.
Really, here a few we weeks, minutes. Yeah.
2 years in.
Right? Yep.
So you never know what's going to affect your business. And all of those people had great ideas. And so we spend a lot of time at CAU working on what's between your ears, right? And you happen to have a breakthrough moment during one of those events.
Hey, I remember it like yesterday. I remember what you said. You know, like, I don't know if we're going to get into it, but there was a main takeaway. But I remember what everybody said, like, just working up to that.
Yeah.
Like, that changed my whole business trajectory.
Yep. And it does. And it's that they all think that they need the system. Right.
Yeah.
And the system helps. Don't get me wrong.
The system
but
is cool.
It really is being in the room with other millionaires and people who we just think differently.
Yeah.
And so even I was telling my trainer this morning, you know, cause she was asking me something and I go, I just think differently. Like, I just don't do that right there. You know what I mean? Like that just doesn't even make sense to me. It doesn't matter how much money I got in the bank. I'm not doing that. You can recycle in California. Right? And so for 2 years since I've been here, I was saving my water bottles. And everybody who came to my house was like, oh my gosh, you've got so much money. This is like the best thing ever. Okay. So I went to finally turn in my water bottles 2 weeks ago because I said, okay, it's a new year. I'm tired of the water bottles in my house. I drink pretty much 3 cases a week between me and my daughter. We just are really big water drinkers. Yeah. And they gave me $48. 2 years of saving. $48. That's not worth my time. So now I feel so good when I throw the bottle of the plastic bottle in the trash can. It's like, no. Oh, well, there's plastic. Then stop selling plastic. Yeah. But I'm not going to recycle. I even pay a fee, right? Because you have to pay a fee here to get the bottles. So I pay the fee. I've paid when I did the math because I do the math. Yes. When I did the math, I paid like $300 with the fee and I got back 48. Okay. That's not a prepaid fee. That's not a deposit. That's just a fee. So now I just suck it up. I'm going to just pay the fee. So she's like, I can't believe that you're just going to throw it away. That's like throwing away money. No. My time is worth way more.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I don't like to say it that way, but it's the level of thought. Mm-hmm. It's like the level of thought. And you know, well, I ain't got to tell you, you hit it right on the nail because you know you did. It's really the mindset. Like we sit on like every couple of weeks when we end up with Marquell, like he's always teaching something or another. I'm paying attention to the thing, but you know me, I'm keyed in on, okay, so how did he think about this? What was his thought process? And that's the conversation we have. The call 10 to 12, from 12 to 1, we talking about, okay, this is what he talked about. Think about the thought process behind. When I'm talking to him, I'm like, so what was your thought process behind?
Yeah.
Because you learn that's what a value is.
That's right.
And then when you get there, you realize how much, trying to not curse, how much crap is how much everything else you see readily. It ain't about nothing. Like 95% of the tips and tricks and stuff you see on the internet, like if it was worth something, you would not be seeing it. Like the stuff I talk to my clients about and all that stuff, like one-on-one.
Yeah.
I'm not giving that away for free.
No.
Like you're not going to be able to run your business based on online tips and tricks. Start an S corp to save on your taxes. Maybe
I just giggle because I'm like, your accountant told you that, didn't they? Yeah. Nope. Because it's easier for your accountant to do the S corp.
Yeah.
You see, so that it all just flows into one place. I don't like that. I like a C corp. Because if something happened to that, I also, you know, lost a multi-million dollar business, you know, but I should say that I rebuilt it back in 5 months, just so that folks watching don't get upset.
You got it back. You got it back. That's a success story.
But I love having a C because that protects me. It's its own entity. So that even when it has taxes, the C Corp owns the tax. Rochelle doesn't own the tax.
Right. Yep. Yep.
And if I'm done with it, I shut that down and I move on.
Yep. As long as you're willing to do the additional requirements of that C Corp, you should always consider the C Corp. Now, most people ain't like you. Most people ain't finna, they not gonna put together the board of directors. They not gonna keep the minutes. They not gonna put together. Well, if you're able and willing to do all that stuff, don't think that, like, all you gotta do is look. Don't think that Amazon and Coca-Cola and all the big guys that we all should be aspiring to be like, don't think they see courts for no reason.
No, they for no reason. That's what I said. What are y'all talking about, an S? Yeah, oh, because you're double taxed. I said, I ain't double taxed. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, but they all just create these things to make it easier for them instead of really what's the best thing for them. So you get into, you finally make the decision to come through, right? So what happens? Like you already told me, like the biggest thing that changed was the mindset. But what's happened to your business since you got here? You know, what did it look like before you got here? And now what does it look like?
Well, luckily, I'm not going to pretend like we weren't already doing our thing. I ain't going to do it. You know I should. But
No, don't do that. Don't do that because you know what? Here's the deal. We don't like people who don't already have their shit together.
Because I wouldn't be able to work with y'all no way.
No. Well, because it's tough because they haven't really figured out what they do.
Yeah.
So then they come in and then they flounder, right? Because it takes you a minute, like, I think the internet makes them feel like you can easily find a converting offer.
Yeah.
No, like you have to test those. Like there's constantly, which is what I think the real value of our program is that we tell you how to evaluate the data.
Yep.
We tell you, okay, this is what it should look like. If it don't look like that, kill that, add this, change this, move this around. If it doesn't do this, you need a stronger headline. If it doesn't do this, you need to change that video. You need to, right? So we're constantly doing that. So I know that you are already doing great things. And I think, well, I call CAU lighter fluid, right?
Yeah.
So I say you have to, the coals already have to be hot. Mm-hmm. Like you already have to have that spark. Yeah. But as soon as that, and you really want to leverage it, which is what I believe money is for. It's for leverage. It's not for buying depreciable assets. Oh, my goodness. It's to make a move. Yes. So once you do that, then CAU is the spot. But now that I've kind of let my secret out.
No, you tell me. That's it. That's exactly it. This is like down to the depreciable assets. I agree with everything you said. And that's a better way of putting it. Been like lighter fluid. From the very moment that I was called a sucker in front of 150 people, from that moment forward, the prices have gone to where they should be. The leader of this company shows up. Because, you know, like the thing is, I'm not a low confidence person. I struggle with like remaining humble as, you know, as I remain, like that's always been my, I know, like, I don't want to sound crazy, but I'm going to say it. I know I'm smarter than most people. Stuff work in my favor. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know.
Like, I already know this stuff about myself. I'm good. I don't lose. Everything I try to do, I'm good at it. God just blessed me that way. Yeah. I don't feel comfortable. You know, I don't feel 100% comfortable getting out in front of people who I know struggling, blah, 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 doing that. You know what I'm saying? It don't feel good to me, but it's helping me to show up. It's like, this is who I am. I'm a winner. If you get on this team, you're going to win because we're going to figure it out. Like just that mindset shift right there, I still ain't where I'm like, hey, look, I don't lose, blah, blah, blah. But it's been just after the mindset shift, the way I show up on
this. You just don't lose. You know, you forget you're talking to the baddest chick on the planet, right? I have said that for 30 years. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man, I'm the baddest chick on the planet.
And that alludes to the energy you were talking about earlier. Because that don't make you feel, me saying that I'm smarter than most people don't make you feel no kind of way. No. Me saying that to, you know, the team or the squad, that don't make nobody feel no kind of way. It's when you go out into the world and you're talking to everybody. You know, if you say you're the baddest chick on the planet, like some people going to be like, yeah, she the baddest. Then other people going to be like, what makes her think she the, you know. And I think before I was spending too much time up here thinking about those people instead of thinking about you and thinking about the people who gonna work with us anyway. Them people ain't gonna work with us no way.
Yeah. Because so, the people who are attracted to that, like when I hear you say I'm smarter than most, I'm like, I gotta have this brother on my team. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? It's like, here, what is it? Let me break bread. You know, let me have you looking at my numbers. Let me have you doing, that's what I think. You know what I mean? But also because I'm secure in who I am. You know, and I know that I'm dope on these things. You know what I'm saying? But there's a couple things that I know I'd be skirting the issue.
Yeah. And then too, when you show up and say you the baddest chick on the planet, you willing to fight for that. You willing to prove you the baddest. When I say I'm the smartest, this is my current list of books I'm reading right here, right now.
Yeah.
If you, I ain't going to show you my desk because it's a little crazy. But if you look at my desk, I'm actively trying to get smarter. I'm actively ensuring that my clients have the best solution. Yeah. A new tax law come out. Guess who reading it? Yeah. Guess who getting somebody? Just so I don't sound crazy, Lauren, is this my life?
I have no objections.
It ain't no front with me. That's why. And then somebody like you, you wouldn't know if it was.
Right.
But.
Right. That's what I said. You know, challenge me.
Yeah,
because I'm gonna really blow your mind if you really want to know, right?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of one of those things. So it's like I'm so glad that you found that at CAU though.
Yeah, like, but and then with that, to answer your question, I'm good at taking the conversation to the deeper level. Yeah. But no, what has happened is it's been a change internally. And you know, another common thing around CAU is you really don't need to work on your business so as much as you need to work on the person running the business. So what CAU has done for me is it's shifting my mindset up here, and it's changed me over from a really strong accountant, a really strong CPA, to somebody who now has the perspective to go and build something amazing that can hire accountants, that can hire CPAs, that can afford to do these things. So like you said, the steps, the processes, and all that stuff is dope. It's the room. It's the energy. It's the mindset work. Like when you start CAU, the very first thing we talk about is mindset. And this ain't me selling for CAU. I love CAU, but I ain't just trying to sell. But that's been the simple most thing. Because, you know, I don't need help making data-driven decisions. You know what I mean? Right. Now, I do learn. I learn from everywhere. That's another thing from, you know, starting at the bottom, building up. You learn. Oh, you can learn from everybody. Absolutely. Even that person who you don't think can teach you nothing, they can teach you something.
Yeah, every day.
So I learned, like we do CFOs. I am a CFO. I actively feed my family by being a CFO. Sometimes in the class, we do CFO thing. I learn stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the lessons are cool, but being in there, like, like when you try to get on your loser thing or when your little trauma start, you know, that trauma start trying to bubble up on you.
Yep.
You're in a room of people who, first off, they feel you. Secondly, they ain't finna let you do it. But no, wait. let's dial it back. Let's get back to the point. So that's what it's been for me ever since we started that. And just, I guess, as a side effect of becoming just a better leader, a stronger person, more confident in just showing up for myself, the business done took off. Because the person who running it has, for all intents and purposes, taken off. I hope I don't mess this up with the eye contact. We just got a new camera.
Don't worry, you know, about it.
Anybody who sees this, I know the camera's right here. Rochelle is over here. So if y'all see me looking over here, she on my screen. Y'all please forgive the eye contact thing.
There you go. Well, so I always like to Marquell and them don't know that I asked this question, but I always like to ask it anyway. And that is, you know, do you have a message for Marquell and Andre and the team or anybody that you would just like to just let your heart out and just kind of let them know what it's done for you?
Do you have anything?
The whole team just been dope.
And Shu, you know, I'm so communicative. I bet they know how I feel about them. Like I sent Marquell a Voxer not long ago just saying, because I don't know. I know words kind of do it justice, but I don't know if it's like if I'm able to really like verbalize how important and how impactful that mindset shift has been for me. Because again, like, it's just weird that most of your struggles, and I guess this for everybody, most of your struggles really are, like you said, in between your ears. Like what you believe in between your ears can literally affect your reality. Because I mean, now that you have that knowledge, you see it all day, every day. If you have, no, we ain't got time like that, but if you have time to scroll, you literally see people mentally building a reality that don't really exist. It's like the idea that you have to struggle in order to have anything. Like that's made up. Like you made it in spite of struggling. You didn't make it because you struggled. Like it's that. And I think Marquell simplifying how you get from point A to point B. Like I'm a CPA. And you know, I just admitted it. I'm smarter than everybody. I am naturally going to complicate some simple stuff. Because I want to think about, well, what if this happened and that happened and blah, blah, blah. No, Marquell, like, whoa. What are we trying to do? You telling what you're trying to do? And he, 9 out of 10 times, like, okay, just do this.
The walk to the wall thing.
Yeah, I made up this thing called walk to the wall. It's like if I'm sitting right here and I'm trying to get to the wall right there and I start thinking about, well, okay, my desk is here, so I need to go around there and then it's this thing. I need to walk over. I know, get up and walk to the wall. Like you ain't gotta, and that stuff.
But your mind will tell you that you have to you know, I call it when the dog has to shit on his way to the persimmon patch, right? It's like, what? And that's exactly what it is. You know, it's all that going on up here instead of just walking to the wall, right?
Yeah.
Instead of just going or picking up the phone and calling and closing the client, right? Yeah. And so many times like, oh, I don't want to make the calls. Well, why? You know, even talking to them is going to help you figure out, like, is this right? Is it wrong? You know, if they didn't buy, now you've got some more data. You know, well, what did you say? Well, how did you do? You know, were you talking too much? Right. And so even having those all in the modules and all in the scripts and every single thing that you need to have, it helps you to stop overthinking. Yep. If you are truly ready to make that change. Right.
Yep. Yep.
If you're not, and if you're still stuck in your trauma, then you're not going to, it's not going to work. But that's if okay. you are ready to really break through that trauma and break through what's going on in your life and change your life, then yeah, it is truly paint by numbers where it's like, okay, then you do this. Okay. Now you do this. Now you do this. Now that you have all that together, now here's how you interpret it. And now just, you know, push money to it. So that you can have it generate all of those things. Well, it's just been super fun with y'all too. You know, cutest couple ever. All right.
Lauren ain't said a word, but thank you.
That's all right. But see, but she loves you. That's what's so fun to watch her watch you. Like that black love thing is just so flippant amazing. And we all love it. We absolutely, absolutely love it. If you are sitting there watching and an accountant and wanting to know how to create an internet marketing machine, if you want to stand out from other CPAs, or it doesn't matter, even if you're not, if you're just an entrepreneur ready to change the game for yourself, you can go to the paidadplaybook.com, paid, P-A-I-D, ad, A-D, playbook.com and download our 5x5x25 method. And it'll show you exactly how to put your system together. And of course, if you need some more help, you can always just reach out, but you want to be like these two over here, right? Killing the game, killing everything that's happening in their business. Any final words before we wrap up today?
No, I think I've said enough. I will say though, just before I leave this, I will say Lauren is definitely, even if you're watching this and I tease her about not saying nothing, because we're trying to make her lean more into it. Like, don't ever, like you alluded to, don't ever think this ain't the backbone. This ain't the mindset. This is the reason why Right Choice is able to go. This is the reason why we working with CAU. That's my thing. I just like to, before we get off, I always like to give it up for the real reason why we super successful. CAU has been a huge blessing. But outside of that, having that right support, having that right partner, priceless. I like to leave.
You finally you made the right choice.
Hey, I like to leave people with like those kind of little gems after we
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.